This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, February 28th. Thanks so much for being here. Ready to get things going here midweek, and we are ready. How are you this morning?
Not bad. It was a nice day yesterday for me. I left to the radio station, got home, and took a nap, which was nice, like a 30-minute nap, and got caught up with a bunch of errands and little projects I wanted to do, and a nice dinner last night. And then we watched that first episode of True Detective. That's a great show. You're talking about finishing up yesterday. Did you finish it over the weekend?
I finished it a few days ago, yeah.
Yeah, and so we watched the first episode of that last night, and so it's nice to have a good show, but it was intense, too. The first episode had a pretty intense ending last night.
Yeah, every episode of that show is really intense. It's a great one. I really enjoyed it. I really like seeing Jodie Foster. It's been a minute since I've seen her in something, and she's such a good actress, but I really love her partner on the show. She, to me, was like the star. I loved it.
And you mentioned that going into it, so going into it, I'm assuming that's the girl that I saw last night, that they don't change out, and I was more vested in watching her and her character development last night in that first episode. But yeah, it's intense, and Laura can handle intense shows like that, but she's like to watch them right before she goes to bed, because then she has dreams about these shows. And we were debating on watching. We started watching the Tom Brady and the Patriots Dynasty documentary that's out. So we watched that first episode of the weekend. We were debating watching episode number two or True Detective. And I talked her into True Detective. And she loved it, but was going to bed last night. She's like, I'm going to have nightmares now. I'm like, well, try to think of happy thoughts when you go to bed. Don't think of True Detective when you go to bed.
Yeah, I mean, that's easier said than done. Don't think about that.
Okay. Think about, you know, horses and rainbows and see if you dream about them, yeah. But not True Detective.
If only life was that easy. So,
how was your night last night?
It was good. It was good. We have DirecTV, and just like AT&T, there's some issue with DirecTV now. And so we weren't getting anything. We were watching it through the app through the TV, mirroring it to the screen. So we were watching the Golden Knights game last night. I just feel like with everything, with the AT&T, this, I guess there was some issues with either AXS or one of the ticketing apps last week. I feel like all of these outages are related in some way. It just seems very odd to me. So I didn't check this morning. I don't know if things are back up, but yeah, that was, on the phone trying to figure out what's going on. I'm like, ooh, I hope they offer us $5 for this one too, just like AT&T did.
Jimmy Fallon had a joke about that last week about AT&T and the outage. We're like, sorry you could not call 911 if you're in trouble. Here's $5.
Yeah, this should help things. So yeah, it's just like more of an inconvenience. There are definitely more important things in the world, but it's like when you're paying for something, like why? I get it. Things happen, but it just seems like a lot of things are happening at once, and I wonder how they are related.
I think I didn't even think about that. I'm sure you can connect the dots in some way. So AT&T, DirecTV, and the other stuff that's going on. There's got to be.
I wonder if it's like some sort of hacking or something, and they're just not saying anything. I don't know. My conspiracy theory mind starts going crazy.
Well, yeah, and you go back to, it's a different thing, but you go back to the pandemic when people were just, there were little nuggets about COVID and this, that, and everything, and it was around this time of year. We're like, oh, yeah, that COVID thing, and next thing you know, things start to snowball. Is this something that's going to start to snowball?
Wait, what do you say like about the about COVID?
Yeah, like when COVID first started, there were a couple stories about COVID and people on the cruise ship that couldn't get off and being quarantined. There are little stories popping up like this, little things popping up, AT&T going down, DirecTV going down, and next thing you know, it was something bigger.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I was like, wait, what are we talking about? COVID? What's going on? But now I get what
compare
you're saying.
Compare the two, where something big happens, but you start to hear, see little nuggets of something, and the next thing you know, it explodes into something going on your possible theory.
Yeah, I hear
you. Seeing little nuggets. Next thing you know, something explodes.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So, that was kind of like the minor inconvenience last night, but we are super excited this morning. We are going to give away a pair of floor seats to see Madonna. Hopefully you were listening yesterday for the Madonna triple play. We played a song in the 7 o'clock hour. Jay played one in the 11 o'clock hour and Heather played one in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to ask you to call this morning, early 7 o'clock hour, and tell us what those three songs were. If you know what they are and you're caller 20, you're going to win those tickets. And then be listening later in the hour for another Madonna song. Keep track of it. We're going to do the exact same thing tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. So keep it here for that. Right now, though, let's get things started. It is the time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Hard to Handle by the Black Crowes? Do you want to hear Thank You by Dido? I want to thank you for giving me the best day of my life. Or do you want to hear Try Again by Aaliyah? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going
to want to
hear this.
More to come on the pre-show this morning. Coming up next, are you an excuse maker or a procrastinator? I tend to be sometimes. I got called out on it big time yesterday. I was shocked at what someone said to me. We'll talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Hard to Handle by Black Crowes is a pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I felt like I was personally attacked yesterday.
Who? Give me a name.
Personally
attacked.
I'm
taking them down. What happened to you? I don't like this.
So this, okay, are you like, I think most adults are like this, where you see someone you haven't seen in a while and you catch up and then you're like, we need to go grab lunch sometime. And the other person's like, absolutely. Yeah, I'll text you. We'll see about, do you make the hanging lunch plans and then maybe never end up? I just feel like that's what being an adult is making lunch or dinner plans and never fulfilling them.
That is the rule. Hey, have you been? Dude, let's grab a drink or something. Or, yeah, we should dinner, lunch. Yeah, absolutely. Man, good to see you, bro. Take it easy. Bye. Never speak to the person again.
So yesterday I run into someone that I hadn't seen in a while, and it's probably about a year, and same thing. Just, how have you been? Oh my gosh, it's so good to see you. It's been way too long. Da, 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 da. And so as we're wrapping things up, I'm like, well, it was so good to see you. I go, we definitely need to grab coffee sometime. And instead of her just going along with, you know, the dance that you're supposed to do, yes, absolutely, I'll text you. She goes, okay, how about tomorrow?
As in like today?
Yes. And I just looked at her and I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, how about we go tomorrow? She goes, I'm free tomorrow. And I'm like, I was so caught off guard. I didn't know what to say. That's never happened to me before. I've never made the hanging coffee or dinner or lunch plan with someone saying, okay, how about tomorrow? And then she goes, yeah, like 11. And I'm like, oh, whoa. I look at her, I go, oh, No, I can't tomorrow. This week is really bad for me.
Okay, so good. You threw the week is bad, so you got out of the week then.
I go, I'm kind of slammed next week too. Okay. I'm like, oh gosh, I got to put a buffer in this. Like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this commitment. And don't get me wrong. I do want to get together. I do want to have, a coffee or something. But I was thinking maybe in like 4 or 5 months. Have you ever had someone call you out like that? Oh my gosh. How about tomorrow? How about 11? What? I panicked immediately. I was just like, no one has ever done that to me before.
I was communicating with a friend that I used to work with at the Inn. So this is decades ago. And we found each other on social media. And she's a super sweet lady. And we're going back and forth about what we've been up to. And she's married and kids. And I always end the conversation. If you're ever in Vegas, let me know.
Oh, no. You can't throw that one out there.
Because
that is what people take you up on.
Well, she's married with kids. She's busy. Sounds like she's very busy. And she's like, oh, me and my husband will be there next. This was like 6 months ago. She's me and my husband will be there next month. We're going to go see Adele. I'm like, oh my gosh, what weekend? She gives me the weekend. And I'm like, oh, I'm out of town for a horse show.
Were
for
you
Laura.
Really?
No.
You lie.
Because I'm like, hey, if you're ever in Vegas, let me know. And she immediately like, you. Oh, we're in town next month to go to the show and we should do that. I'm like, oh my gosh, really? Darn it, out of all weekends, I'm going to be in California.
Good for those people who have no qualms about just immediately calling out those of us who are more introverted in those aspects. I would have a panic attack on something like that. I'm here next week. When do you want to get together? It's just so, it catches you off guard.
What are you doing with your friend then? Final verdict.
Oh, I can't do it today.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2013.
And now here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, February 28th. Thank you guys for joining us. And yes, show 2013. What happened in the year 2013? It was an interesting one. The top song of 2013 was this one. And that's why I'm Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke, T.I., and Pharrell was the huge song of 2013.
I remember you bringing this one to the attention of everyone here at the radio station.
I do. I take the blame for that one.
It was cutting edge at the time.
It was a huge song at the time. The movies to watch included Frozen, 12 Years a Slave, The Great Gatsby, The Lone Ranger, Gravity, and Captain Phillips. There was an incident in 2013 in public schools in Philadelphia. A bunch of them went on lockdown in 2013. After a teacher misheard the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song lyrics as shooting some people outside of the school instead of shooting some b-ball outside.
Oh, gosh.
You know, the part that's right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and now shooting
now
some.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Yeah, anyway, it's going to take a minute to get there. But yeah, she misheard that, and the schools went on lockdown because of that.
Oh my gosh. Well, better be safe than sorry.
Yeah, I guess.
It's the same time when you find out they're just singing Will Smith lyrics. It's, okay. Everything's good then.
Exactly. Also, in 2013, Ed Sheeran's song, The A-Team, it received a Grammy nomination. And Elton John, who is his good friend, said, we need to get him a performance slot on the Grammys. This is huge for the kid. But they told him he's not high profile enough. We don't have a spot for him. So guess what Elton did? He decided he was going to perform, and he brought Ed on with him.
Oh, he did?
To solve the problem.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
I want to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
We probably didn't know that at the time when it was going down. Like, oh, that's cool. We brought out Ed Sheeran. That's nice of him not knowing that backstory.
In 2013, People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive was Adam Levine. Also, 2013 was the year of that Boston Marathon bombing. Two bombs built from explosive packed pressure cookers went off near the Boston Marathon finish line, killing three, wounding over 260 people.
I remember we were live on the air when that happened.
Yeah. That was scary. Mm-hmm. Lance Armstrong admitted to doping in all seven of his Tour de France victories in 2013. Also in 2013, Pope Benedict resigned. He resigned, but he announced it in Latin. And there was one reporter, an Italian wire service reporter. Her name was Giovanna Chiri. She got the scoop. Why? She was the only reporter who knew Latin.
Oh, no kidding.
So she sees this. Everyone else is like, we need an official statement. And like, oh, we don't know what he's saying. And she's like, I know Latin. He's retiring. So she got the big scoop on that. Everyone was shocked when she came out with that. And then the Vatican gave the official announcement, but she had already been on it. So it was kind of funny. She paid attention in Latin class. And also some of the celebrities that we lost in 2013, James Gandolfini, Paul Walker, Corey Monteith, Roger Ebert, country star Mindy McCready, and Annette Funicello.
Now, we have a lot coming up on the show. We have two things happening today with the Madonna Triple Play. Be listening for that Madonna song in the 7 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour, and 4 o'clock hour. When you hear that Madonna song, write it down, and then tomorrow morning in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to ask you to call and give us those three songs. And if you're caller 20 and correctly do it, you'll get those Madonna tickets. Well, we started the Madonna Triple Play on Tuesday, so that means this morning at right around 7:10, we'll be looking for caller 20. And if you know those three songs from yesterday, you're going to go see Madonna. Floor seats. So that's happening this morning. Also up next is what's trending. What do you got for us?
The newest rumored resident that may be playing at the Sphere. That and more is coming up next in What's Trending. Something's got a
hold on me. Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the Hot Topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Adele is trending this morning.
Well, hold on one second. We have some issues with commercials. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Adele is trending this morning. The singer has had to postpone her Las Vegas residency. Yesterday, she announced that she's going to have to take a month off due to illness. She said it on social media. She said, I was sick at the end of the last leg and all the way through my break. I hadn't quite gotten the chance to get back to full health before shows resumed, and now I'm sick again, and unfortunately, it's all taken a toll on my voice. Poor Adele. She also said she was ordered by her doctors to take the time off. So the postponed weekends with Adele residency dates are this weekend, March 1st and 2nd, the 8th and 9th, the 15th and 16th, 22nd and 23rd, and 29th and 30th. The entire month of March is done. They're already working on new dates. Details will be announced soon if you have tickets for any of those shows.
Yeah, sometimes you try to push through it, and you're able to, and you work through it, and you come out just fine. But other times, like sounds like Adele, you're trying to push through it. You're just making things worse on yourself.
Yeah, where the doctors finally have to step in and say, okay, no, you're done.
Yeah.
You need to take some time off. So hopefully she gets better, and we'll get you those dates as soon as we get them. Also trending this morning are the Eagles. Welcome to the Hotel California. TMZ is reporting that they are set to do their own show at the Sphere here in Las Vegas. Their sources say that the band is in active discussions right now to have them take over with a residency of their own, possibly this fall or winter. Now, last year, they announced their farewell tour, which they're calling the Long Goodbye, and that is set to kick off in September in New York. So the timeline would actually work out. U2 will be closing out their 4-month residency this weekend, and it is rumored that they have been earning $4 million each concert.
Oh, gosh. I believe it. The thing is sold out, and the ticket prices are pretty high. Do you think they need that punch? Like, who's the next? And the Eagles is big. That's awesome. It's going to be huge. Dead and Company, that's big, too. But who's that? Is it going to be Beyonce, Lady Gaga? I feel like they need that big pop star to come
Harry
in.
Harry Styles? That's the one I keep hearing. Harry Styles is doing it. And I think it'll be big. His tour was massive. Mm-hmm. So I think a residency there would be great. I also think a Beyonce one would be great. But I kind of feel like she's too big for the residency right now. Like, she is killing it with touring, and that should be good for her. I feel like maybe next year residency or the year mm-hmm. after that for Beyonce, but she's just so massive right now.
True, it's a good point. Cause I feel like U2 came in and just crushed it. U2's a huge band. Dead and Company, they're like the placeholders. Like, okay, yeah, let's continue this cool thing. But who's next? Who's going to be that big one? Harry Styles, I like that.
Yeah, well, they're doing a UFC event there. They announced yesterday, too. So that's going to be interesting to see how that's all set up, too.
They talked about doing wrestling events there as well.
Yeah, so we'll keep you posted on that. And then finally this morning, Lay's and IHOP is trending this morning. Lay's, the potato chip maker, they have so many different flavors of potato chips, but this is one we have not heard of before. They just teamed up with IHOP for the new Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity potato chip. A sweet potato chip. The flavors described as strawberries and maple syrup with a subtle touch of bacon for savory balance. I'm so curious about this potato chip
now. It sounds great.
A sweet and savory potato chip all in one. You can buy the new Lay's by IHOP Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity chips at Walmart for a limited time, and that is what's trending.
Coming up, we've got Heads Up, and when you win it, you'll get a $50 gift card to No Pants Las Vegas, and then qualify for that grand prize, a gazillionaire prize package for two to Absinthe. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Christy, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! I sure am.
All right, let's do it. Pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with Gotta Catch 'Em All, No Brainer Day, or Lab Coat?
Gotta Catch 'Em All.
Gotta Catch 'Em All. Pokemon Day was yesterday, so these are all different cartoons, different cartoon shows, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'm going to go with JC.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Christy. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you win, and we start now. This was the cat and mouse that chased each other?
Tom and Jerry.
Yes. This was a dog that was in the Mystery Machine, loved his snacks.
Scooby-Doo?
Yes. This guy lived in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes. This is a current one. It's about an Australian cattle dog of a certain color.
Bluey?
Yes. I'm going to skip that next one. Okay, this one, I think it was, the kid was a little scientist. And,
Dexter Laboratory?
Yes. Skip on that. Pass on the next one. This one has Bart, Homer, Marge.
The Simpsons.
Yes.
Yes! You got it! Congratulations! Great job,
you
guys.
Some of those were hard.
Yeah, some of those were hard. I was shocked when you got Dexter's Laboratory. I was like, no way she'll get that. And then, boom, you got it. Nice job.
The most vague clue ever. Christy, nice job. Yeah, so you're all set with that $50 gift card to No Pants Las Vegas, and then qualified for the gazillionaire package for two to Absinthe. So we'll have that grand prize drawing later on this week. And coming up next, we've got two truths and one lie. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
The game is two truths and a lie.
It's true. So you've heard of it.
Yeah, because babies play that at their birthday parties.
Okay, whatever. It's a good game.
It is time for two truths and one lie. Tell us who you think the liar is. Can you figure it out? Two of us are telling you the truth about something. One of us is lying, and you can let us know who you think the liar is at 702-364-9400. Okay, up first this week is you, JC.
All right, here we go. I once spent a night playing video games with Gary Coleman from Different Strokes.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, he did like his video games.
He did.
So did JC.
Yeah.
That's true. Spent an evening with him playing video games.
Steph.
All right. This past weekend, a family member showed up unannounced at my house.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. They thought it'd be fun to surprise me.
Not fun.
Nah, that's not fun.
Depends on the family member, though.
True.
Okay, my story is that I currently have on my phone a photo of myself and Dan Marino.
Get out of here!
I have a photo of myself and Dan Marino.
The man that denied us, shot us down, three times at Radio Row?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Should have showed him that photo.
I've got a photo of the two of us together. So who is telling the truth and who is lying? We want to hear from you right now. You can call us or text us right now at 702-364-9400. Just for a quick recap, JC?
I once spent a night playing video games with Gary Coleman from Different Strokes.
This past weekend, a family member showed up unannounced at my house.
And I have a photo of myself with Dan Marino on my phone right now. Tell us who the liar is. We want to hear from you. And we'll do the big reveal coming up after Maroon 5. It's Mix 94.1. It is time for two truths and one lie. Two of us are telling you the truth about something. One of us is lying. If you missed it before, here is a recap of the stories.
I once spent a night playing video games with Gary Coleman from Different Strokes.
This past weekend, a family member showed up unannounced at my house.
And I have a picture with myself and Dan Marino on my phone. Who is the liar? Let's talk to Teresa. Good morning. What do you think?
I think Mercedes is lying.
Why would you think I would lie about something like that?
I just feel like you don't really know him or have ever met him.
Yeah. Well, we kind of met him.
Well, yeah, he was at Radio Row for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But okay, yeah, I'll take that. Let's talk to Juan. Juan, what do you think?
I think it's JC because the other two girls, they just sound too believable, and JC sounds like a liar.
Oh, liar!
Wow, taking away my night with Gary Coleman. Such fond memories.
Okay, let's look at the text lines here. This one says, I think JC's lying for many reasons, but it's too much to type in text. This one says, Mercedes and JC are lying. Only one of us can lie. You gotta pick one. And then this one says, today Steph is the liar just because they all sound like lies. Yeah, when all of them sound like lies.
you just guess, right?
Yeah, what do you go with? All right. Truth teller number one. It's me. I have a photo with myself and Dan Marino on my phone. I found it last night. I was looking for a photo, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I forgot that I met Dan Marino. I'm about to post it on my Instagram here. I'm trying to get it
set up. Oh, my gosh.
He was here at an event that I was at, and I got a little helmet signed by him.
Wow. And the reason it means so much was now because Radio Row for the Super Bowl, Dan Marino, he blew us off a few times. Did not want to talk to us during Radio Row.
I should have showed him this picture. I just forgot I had it.
He made such an impact, you forgot that you met him before.
Yeah, exactly. All right, truth teller number two.
It's me, and I think I've actually talked about this before in the show. Gary Coleman, we flew him out for a dating game with our listeners. This was in the late 90s, and I was the escort on the date. And we went to dinner, and then the date she went home. So Gary and I went to GameWorks, and we played video games all night at GameWorks.
That's awesome.
All right, Steph, you're lying.
I was a liar. That didn't happen to me. Gosh, if it did, I would probably have a panic attack. Like, oh my God, what are you doing here?
I had a panic attack hearing that because I knew JC's was the truth, so I thankfully I knew yours was a lie, but I was like, oh, if that really happened to me, I would cry.
Oh my gosh.
I would cry.
The anxiety levels would be tense. So next hour starts the Madonna Triple Play. Be listening in the 7 o'clock hour for us to play that song from Madonna. Listen for one in the 11 o'clock hour and 4 o'clock hour, and then Thursday morning in the 7 o'clock hour, be caller 20 when we ask for it. Give us all three songs, and you're going to see Madonna. And we'll actually be asking for yesterday's three songs coming up right around 7:10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Do you guys remember the actress Drea De Mateo?
Sopranos, absolutely. Yeah,
from
yeah,
the
of course,
Sopranos.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She lost everything because she refused to get the COVID vaccine. And at one point, she only had $10 in her bank account. She was on the verge of losing her home. And then something came to the rescue. It was OnlyFans. She said that OnlyFans saved her life 100%. She said, I can't believe I'm saying that, but it really did save us. Just 5 minutes after she posted her first risque photo, mm-hmm. Drea had dug herself out of her financial hole, and she says she is not sorry. She said, anyone that wants to condemn me and put me down, go for it. I just hope you never find yourself in a position where you have to take care of your two kids. OnlyFans, she made more in 1 minute than she needed to get herself out of debt.
That's mad. Good for her. That's huge. I'm sure she's still doing it, right? Still making some good money.
Yeah. Like, why would you stop if you're making that much money?
I don't blame her. If I was her, I'd do the same thing. Why not?
She was also on Sons of Anarchy, wasn't she?
That's right. Oh, she had a brief stint on that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good memory.
I remember her from that sometimes more than I remember her from The Sopranos.
Yeah. Was she someone's girlfriend or something?
Yeah. There was something about a dog.
Oh, I forget.
Her dog? Or was that Sopranos? The dog situation.
Oh, either one. Both bad guys doing bad things to dogs is not good.
Yeah. Well, nobody did anything bad with the dog. Something happened to the dog.
Oh,
you don't remember that?
I don't know.
She had like a little tiny dog.
It had to be Sopranos then.
Okay. I can't remember which show it was. You're right. I think it might be Sopranos. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, I don't know why I'm so worried about spoilers, but just in case you decide, you know what? I'm going to watch Sopranos for the first time this week. I don't want to be the one to ruin it for you.
Wait, what's the time limit? It'd be great to just talk about Sopranos. We can't because there's that one person out there going who will send us an email or text message. We just started watching it.
Yeah. And speaking of dogs, you know what? In a few minutes, we should talk about the Jon Stewart dog situation. Have you heard what he said about his dog that died?
My heart breaks just hearing the fact that anytime someone's dog passes away and I see a post on social media about it, it almost brings me to tears. So I've heard the story. I haven't heard the audio or him talking about it.
Okay. We'll play that for you here in a couple of minutes. Also this morning, things are really getting ugly between Universal Music Group and TikTok as more songs are being removed from the platform after this whole royalty standoff. Universal has started to remove songs off of TikTok that were written by songwriters under UMG. And this comes after Universal removed songs that it owned from TikTok earlier this month. The roster of songwriters is massive. Adele, Justin Bieber, Harry Styles, The Weeknd, Taylor Swift. In an open letter written by the head of UMG last month, he claimed TikTok proposed paying the label's artists and songwriters just a fraction of the rate social media platforms pay. Videos that use any of those effective songs must either be removed or muted. So if you go through any of your friends' TikToks and you're like, why is there no sound? It was probably a UMG song.
Oh, they're dancing to a Harry Styles song. All of a sudden they're just dancing. Like, okay, that's interesting. Because as it was removed. You know what? I'm sure there's going to see some results. Such a powerful music group pulling all that music. I'm sure they'll see some results. And as they should, these artists should be taken care of.
Well, yeah, they definitely need to get the money that they deserve. I'm sure TikTok gives in eventually because music is a huge part mm-hmm. of that platform. Finally, this morning, Americans are three times more likely to pick up comfort food over gourmet meals if they could have just one for the rest of their life. If you had to have one for the rest of your life, would you go with a gourmet meal every time or would you go with comfort food?
I would go comfort food.
Me too.
Yes.
No question about it. What would be your perfect forever meal? A meal that you could eat forever.
I don't know if I might regret this after I commit to it, but I've just been craving it for the past week. Pancakes.
Pancakes?
And pancakes from IHOP. Some butter, light syrup
on top. For the rest of your life, that would be your forever meal.
It sounds so good to me right now, but I would hate to be 2 days into it. I'm like, no, it was just a craving you had. Now you're tired of pancakes.
For me, it would be chicken fingers. Mm. Chicken fingers, I never get sick of chicken fingers. I just love them. If we go to a nice restaurant, part of me is like, dang, I wish I could order the kids' menu chicken fingers. I'm sure I could, but I just don't want to be that person. Love chicken fingers. Well, they found that the perfect forever meal, one that you could eat forever, number one for people is chicken wings. 45% of people said they picked chicken wings. Mozzarella sticks was number two. Number three was Caesar salad. What? What?
Your forever meal? No.
Why are you doing this? Don't hold yourself back. Come on now.
But so fancy of a salad back in the day. Oh, hey, Caesar. This is a salad that Caesar would eat. Croutons.
That Parmesan cheese on there.
It was the fancy salad back in the day. Hey, coming up next hour at 7:30, we do have the Mega Minute. When you conquer the Mega Minute, you're going to get tickets to go see twice. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the Morning, Wednesday morning. I know that this has been going viral. I've been purposely avoiding it just because I know that I probably am going to have a really bad reaction to it. But hey, everybody's talking about it, so it's like, face it, okay? So if you missed it, on week three of the return of Jon Stewart to The Daily Show, it was a bittersweet affair. He talked about his usual thoughts on political stuff and things like that, but he had a very personal and emotional moment during Monday night's broadcast. He went on to tell the story of how his family met their beloved dog Dipper, and with tears in his eyes, told the audience that his dog passed away. And like I said, I purposely avoided this because I was just like, I don't know if I'm mentally prepared for something like this, but we do have the audio. Have you seen it?
I have not. Same thing. I've heard about it. Anytime I see someone post on social media, if there's a dog picture, my heart always stops for a second. Just hopefully it's a happy birthday picture about the dog. But then you read someone's pet had passed away. And I always look at all the photos of the dog through the years. And it hurts my heart hearing when someone's puppy passes away. So I have not watched this or heard it.
Okay, so prepare yourself.
Okay.
And does anyone else, like, when we had to put our dogs down, that was recommended by the vet. They were in very poor health. They were very old. They told us that they were very much suffering, and I just couldn't, like, my selfish side was like, no, they're, you know, I can't lose them. I don't want to lose them. But the vet was like, they're struggling.
Yeah.
And so it's, you have to make that decision. And I think I'm still traumatized by the whole situation. And that was what, like, almost 10 years ago.
2017, I think.
Okay.
It happened, yeah.
Okay, you remember, because I literally, like, block it out. I literally block it out.
Well, I remember the time frame, too, because our producer at the time was a kid by the name of Ryan. Ryan's dog passed away, then Max passed away, and then Lily passed away. We had three dogs on the show pass away within a two-month time span.
And then Molly did right
Molly
after
Molly was
that.
After yeah. Lily, yeah.
So, okay.
Oh, my gosh, what a time.
I know. Here's the audio of Jon Stewart talking about his dog Dipper passing away.
They brought out this one-ish year old brindle pit bull who had hit by a car in Brooklyn and lost his right leg. We left that day with this one-ish year old brindle pit bull. We called him Dipper. And in a world of good boys, he was the best. Dipper passed away yesterday. He was ready. He was tired. But I wasn't.
Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go.
Why did you play?
Oh, my gosh.
Why did you guys play this?
Technically, you played it, JC. You pressed the button.
And that's just the step. It was like 3 minutes long, right? The original video?
It talked about, oh my God, I'm in tears. It talked about how Dipper would wait for John in the back when he would do The Daily Show, and how he met kings, presidents, famous people. He went through such a beautiful life, and I can't help but get emotional when I think of Mobo. I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be a time where I'm going to have to go through this. And I'm far from ever being mentally capable of being there.
I don't know if anyone is ever, like, prepared for that. Because, like, getting a pet is such a, It's such a double-edged sword. It really is. It is the greatest thing ever. Like, the love, the unconditional love. And but then there's this feeling in your gut that is, it's just pure dread, because you know one day that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know one day. I don't know if you can put any more of that in there, Steph, if you have time, but I'm reading some of the transcript, and he says, when he wrapped that up, he said he was tired, but I wasn't. And the family, we were all together. My wish for you is one day you find that dog, that one dog. It's just the best.
Oh, you can't, Steph, you can't prepare for it. And Mercedes lost two. I lost one. And since we lost Lily, we got Zoe, our Chihuahua, and then Jax, the Australian cattle dog, which for me, it's the one right now. And I'm the same way. I can't, like, that process that will pop in my mind at times. Like, what am I going to do on that day? And, like, you come home, and Jax is the same way. Jax will be waiting for me every single time at the door. I'm like, there's going to come a time when I open the door, and he's not sitting there, and I can't stomach that. I can't.
I know. And it's like, part of me says, like, don't think about it.
No,
because
yeah.
Live in the now.
Yes.
Enjoy in the now, because, yes, that day will come. But, like, that is the reason why we have not got another dog. I was a little jealous of you that you were able to get another dog so quickly after Lily passed away. I was like, how is he able to do that? Like, I wish I could do that. I couldn't bring myself to do it. And still, all these years later, I don't have it in me. This is really graphic, but I literally remember holding Max as we were saying goodbye, and I felt his last breath on my mouth.
Oh.
It was like this sigh, like it was almost like thank you. It was like oh, I'm finally out of my pain, and I felt that on my lips, and I'm like, I can't get that feeling out of my mind. I'm like, I could never go through that again. It was just so traumatic, you know.
I think the way you're describing it, so many of us have went through that situation. It's such a hard thing. And Zoe was, so I think Lily got sick, and we did all these surgeries and everything, and we were able to get her home for like a day, and then we just knew she wasn't right, and that's when we took her back in, and they had to take care of things.
Yeah.
And then it was like 2 days later, Laura's like, I just need to be around some dogs. And she went, and I came home from work, and she had Zoe in the house. This was like 2 days later. And I was like, you, Mercedes, like, I am not ready for this. I need to grieve Lily. No, I am sorry. That dog cannot be here.
Yeah.
And she took Zoe back. And then about 2 months went by, and we said to each other, okay, maybe now we're ready. And by the grace of God, Zoe was still available.
This is why Zoe does not like you. Taking me back and forth, giving me hope, then taking me back.
I remember calling, and they're like, yeah, the dog's still here. I'm like, come on now. And Zoe's like, please don't take me back again.
Oh, we're getting so many texts from people.
I'm sweating.
Everyone's like, we were not prepared to cry this morning. We were not prepared either. But yeah, that was just a lot of people are talking about that. And Jon Stewart, just my heart aches for him. It's tough. And we're gonna move on to some happy stuff here, but it's real life, you know. People go through this all the time.
Oh, absolutely. It's part of life, and you know, and dogs are just a key part of our lives. Now, coming up next, we have the Madonna triple play. It started on Tuesday, so up next, if you were paying attention in the 7 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour, and 4 o'clock hour, and you know those three Madonna songs, you want to be listening next for your chance to get those floor seats to see Madonna this weekend.
Mercedes in the morning. Are you ready for it? On Mix 94.1.
We've got...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, take it away, my friend.
No, you go.
No. You do it.
Go. Go.
I'm wasting time.
Just
you do Madonna.
Go. Do it.
Twice tickets are coming up. Mega Minutes.
All right. We are looking for our Madonna triple play winner, Monique, your caller 20.
Yes.
All right. Now, you got past the first step. You made it to caller 20. That's the big part. But what's even bigger is we need to make sure you heard all three Madonna songs yesterday and can correctly identify them. We played one in the 7 o'clock hour, one in the 11 o'clock hour, and one in the 4 o'clock hour. Can you identify the song that played in the 7 o'clock hour?
It was Lucky Star.
Starlight. That is correct. That is correct. Okay. Can you tell us what song played in the 11 o'clock hour?
Holiday.
Extra points for singing. All right. And here we go. This is the big one. Four tickets on the floor to see Madonna. Can you tell us what song played in the 4 o'clock hour?
Vogue.
It yes. was Vogue, and you are going to Madonna. Congratulations, Monique.
Now I'm crying happy tears before you guys had me crying sad.
We changed it for you, Monique.
Madonna,
we changed it.
Always brings the happy tears. That's amazing. Congratulations, Monique. A pair of floor tickets to check out the Celebration Tour at the T-Mobile Arena on Saturday. You're going to have a great time. Nice job.
Thanks so much.
And we want you to go see Madonna. So the Madonna Triple Play continues today between now and... at 8 a.m., we're going to play a Madonna song. You want to write that song down, the title. And then when you hear the Madonna song in the 11 o'clock hour, do the same thing. And 4 o'clock hour, write it down as well. And then tomorrow morning, be caller 20, just like Monique, and you can go see Madonna this weekend. This was so interesting. I was at the gym yesterday. Are you an expert on something? What are you an expert on? I was at the gym at LVAC, and they have this like little booth where people can set up their businesses and everything. And there was a guy there that was selling some kind of like shoe sneaker cleaning stuff. But it was so neat the way he was selling it. I was waiting at the juice bar to get a protein drink, and I could hear him as people are walking by. He's just shouting out their shoes. He knew everyone's shoes. Someone's walking by, and I don't know sneakers, but someone's walking by and say, "Hey, you and the Nike da da da." And that person stops and looks over. He's like, "Let me clean those for you." Or, "Hey, you and those Under Armors, come over here." And he just knew every single person's shoes that were going by. He was that much of a shoe expert.
That's the sneaker culture is so fascinating to me. Yeah, people know like the exact, okay, oh, I see you in your Jordan 1 Pine Greens. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
That's what he was doing yesterday. Yeah. He's going by. Yeah. And he's like, da 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 da. I'm like, dang, dude.
Like people, I was wearing a pair of Jordans at the volleyball game the other night. And this guy comes up to me, goes, "I see you. I see you in your Oreos." And I was like, huh? I'm like, oh, yeah, they're my shoes. He's like, "I see you." I was like, "Thank you. Thank you very much." What are you an expert on? Yeah, I think the sneakerheads are so smart. They're so smart when it comes to shoes. I'm like, how do you know every single shoe that's ever been put out?
And for this guy, too, the fact that he was, instead of just walking by saying, "Excuse me, sir, let me clean your sneakers," the fact that he was shouting out everyone's sneakers, more people were stopping and going over and getting their sneakers cleaned. And then I think in return, buying whatever product the guy was selling.
You know something? I think I'm kind of... I'm becoming more and more in tuned with this. I don't know. I've been told a couple of times by like various psychics and like aura readers that I do have kind of like this sixth sense intuition on people and just seeing things. And I've noticed that I will look at someone and whether you believe in astrology or not, I just feel like certain people have certain traits of the sun sign that actually in the rising sign that they were born under. And I can look at someone and I wouldn't say every time, but I'd say like 8 times out of 10, I can correctly identify what their sign is just based one on physical. And then once I have a conversation with them, it really comes forth. And I think you guys remember last week, there was someone that we were dealing with. And I said, "I guarantee you, I will put money on it that this person is this sign." And I said the sign. And we're like, there's no way to find out. We're like trying to find out when their birthday was. We couldn't find out. We like did a deep, deep, deep dive. Like so much, so deep that I don't know if it was necessarily legal. But we found out that I was spot on with that astrological sign. It was crazy.
I mentioned this before. I think we need to do something where people come in, maybe, or call and you talk to them? Because that was odd. I remember you, like you said to Steph and I after the show through the speaker system, like, hey, so-and-so is like, whatever. And then we looked it up. I'm like, dang, you were spot on. You pick up on these things. I would at some point like to try to test your knowledge. I don't know how to do that yet, but I want to put your expertise to the test at some point.
I feel like, you know, if I talk to someone for a while, like, for instance, we have your doppelganger that we were talking about yesterday on the show coming up. He's calling into the show. This is someone that a listener came up to me over the weekend and said, this guy looks just like JC. Well, we tracked him down and he's going to come on the show. We're going to talk to him. And so I was looking at pictures of him just like in comparison to you. And I see it. I see the resemblance for sure. And I was just getting such a vibe from him as far as his sign. And one, since he looks very similar to you, I would say he could be a Leo. But for some reason, like, Leo is not super jumping out. It's kind of jumping out. I want to talk to him because I'm getting another sign vibe from him.
Okay, well, see, yeah, so I'll meet my doppelganger on the phone, Scott. And then let's test that after we talk to him to see if he can pick up on his astrological sign. That would be the first test.
I'll send it to Steph just so she has it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to put my guess in before
like in an envelope
we even
and she
have
can open
him
it.
On.
Uh-huh.
And then once we speak to him, then I'll really know if I believe he's this sign.
So we got a double whammy. I meet my doppelganger, Scott, at 8 o'clock, and we also test Mercedes' astrological sign expertise. Well, here we go. It's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
If you want to win, we have, so many people have been texting for these tickets. Tickets to see Twice. They are coming to town March 16th, Allegiant Stadium. It's their fifth world tour, ready to be once again. And if you want to see them, just be caller 20 right now, and you get to try your hand at the Mega Minute. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Answer them all correctly, and you're going to the show. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
For Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And our contestants on the phone, it's Jasmine. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
We have Twice tickets for you right now if you conquer the Mega Minute. How are you feeling this morning?
Nervous, well.
You got this. You know, just hang in there. Take a deep breath. It starts quickly.
So, Jasmine, you have 60 seconds to get these 10 questions correct. Now, if you pass on one or get one incorrect, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
What Las Vegas casino would you find Stadium Swim?
Pass.
What artist is known for their hit songs Driver's License and Vampire?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes. What is the name of the fruit that is shaped like a sphere and is also the name of the color?
Pass.
What Marvel superhero is played by actor Tom Holland?
Siren.
Yes. What is the name of the board game where the objective is to ask questions and identify your opponent's mystery character?
Yes, who?
Yes. What TV show is about hard-shelled animals that love pizza?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes. What rapper starred in the movie 8 Mile?
Eminem.
Yes. What American state is nicknamed the Lone Star State?
Texas.
Yes. In what sport might you use the beam, bars, or vault?
The pole jump?
Incorrect. What author wrote the book It, featuring a scary clown and a...
I didn't get it.
I'm sorry, Jasmine. Right off the bat, we had to pass. The Las Vegas casino, you'd find Stadium Swim. That's Circa. The name of the fruit that is shaped like a sphere and is also the name of a color. Orange. It's almost like too easy that it was complicated.
Yes.
You know? The sport you might use the beam, bars, or vault is gymnastics. And I was just getting to it. The author that wrote the book It, featuring a scary clown and a red balloon, was Stephen King. I'm so sorry, Jasmine.
That means caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. Caller 20, you get those tickets to the Twice Fifth World Tour, ready to be once again. It's happening at Allegiant Stadium. Caller 20, those tickets are yours.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This doesn't even sound like it's real. I feel like it sounds like an episode of The Kardashians, but Kourtney Kardashian is definitely living it. The reality star is a major partner in a supplement brand called Lemmy. There's different like variations of it, like Lemmy Sleep. They're like gummies,
okay,
like supplements and stuff. Lemmy Have Energy, or I don't even know the actual names, but it's called Lemmy. And TMZ is reporting that a truck that was stationed at a facility that Kourtney and her partners are using to ship out the products was stolen from a warehouse parking lot this past weekend in Southern California. They say the truck was taken and it contained upwards of $4 million worth of Lemmy Burn, which is one of her top selling products in the Lemmy lineup. And then this is the part that just makes it kind of like, are you kidding me? A ransom note was digitally sent by the pill nappers demanding payment to get all their Lemmy capsules back in Kourtney's possession. The cops are still investigating, but they sent a digital ransom note.
This is so intriguing. Obviously, inside job then, who did this? They knew something. The truck was loaded with the popular Lemmy stuff. And then if they don't get the money from the Kardashians, are they going to sell the Lemmy stuff somewhere on the interwebs where people can find it and buy it at a discounted price?
I'm not sure that that's a supplement I buy where it's on the, you know, the black market. I think I'm good with skipping that one. I think I'll just go with the Lemmys at Target.
Let me see, yeah, in the store instead of buying this. That's interesting, but also funny at the same time,
yeah,
for some reason.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Also, this morning, get ready for Netflix to raise prices again this year, guys. That's according to analysts. They say that they expect to see a price hike from the streaming giant again. That, along with more revenue from its ad-supported tier and more subscribers, could push its total revenue growth to 15%. They just raised their prices by $2, but not back in October. Now they're talking about raising them again.
These services, they get you. I cut the cord years ago, and I have YouTube TV, which is it's not cheap to have YouTube TV. And then you start buying all these things, Netflix, Hulu, the True Detective. You were saying how great it was, and we wanted to watch it last night. Realized we don't subscribe to HBO Max, so that was a decision last night. Do we subscribe to another service? So instead, we rented it for $3 to see if we like the show, and we did. So now it's decision time. Do we continue to rent it, or do we sign up for HBO Max, a service that will just be signing up to watch one show?
Yeah, there's so many different services, and that's where it gets you. Like, we have DirecTV, so we pretty much get all the stuff. So yesterday, DirecTV goes out, and then we're like, are you kidding me? Like, this just happened with AT&T, and I feel like there's something more to it, that they're just not being completely honest. But we were able to watch it through the app, and then we just mirrored that on the TV. But it's just, nothing is super dependable, no matter how much you pay.
No, exactly, too. And just these services, they start to add up. Hulu, do you have Hulu?
Yes, I do. Actually, my kid has it, and so I use her account. But I pay for it, so I guess I do have it. Yeah, what am I talking
you
about?
You said it in such a shit. I steal her account. Wait a second.
It's my credit card that's on there. Yeah.
That was a light bulb moment. Going, wait a second. She's technically stealing from me.
And she will always say, did you log into my Hulu account? I'm like, oh, your Hulu account. Excuse me. Also, this morning, science is confirming what I think a lot of people may have suspected. I don't know. Men, they start letting themselves go after they get married. Not all men, but a new study suggests that husbands tend to gain weight and get a little lazier after tying the knot. They did some research, they analyzed the data, and they found that men start to pack on the pounds within 5 years of getting married. Husbands tend to start eating more, exercising less in that time, leading to a higher BMI. And marriage is associated with a 5.2% increase in being overweight and a 2.5% increase in obesity for males. But researchers did not find the evidence, that same evidence of that happening to married women. They call the phenomenon happy fat because men, they're happy when they get married. And so they just feel like, hey, I'm just going to enjoy this. And they don't feel the need to go and do more.
And then we get the dad bods, which is the term out there for some guys let themselves go.
I don't think dad bods is letting them go. I think dad bods is being happy. Do you think dad bods is letting them go. Either to me, there's a difference between a dad bod and like just
letting yourself go.
Really,
yeah.
Letting yourself go.
No, I would agree with that. Yeah, for sure.
I like the dad bod. I'm a fan of the dad bod.
If Matt like truly like Matt like really like let himself go, would you say something?
I would, and it would be not because of physical attraction. It would be because I'm worried about his health, and he has a family history of heart issues, and I get on him all the time, and he hates it. But you know, that's the only reason. I'm just like, I want you to be here for as long as you can, and he's like, ugh. So I don't say it in a way that's naggy. I'll just be like, "What you eating?" And he'll be like, "Oh, candy." I'm like, "Mmm." That's all I say. Okay.
That was the last one there?
That's it.
Okay, coming up here next, this whole thing started with your appearance at Silver State Schools Credit Union over the weekend, correct?
Yeah, one of our listeners showed up and we were having a great conversation and he shows me his phone and he says, "Who does this look like?" And I'm looking at the picture. I'm like, I'm not placing it. I'm like, he looks very familiar. He's like, "That's a JC's doppelganger." And I really look at the picture. I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy does look like JC. And we tracked him down. He's in a band here in town. He's like played guitar with some pretty famous people. I want to say like Gene Simmons was one of them.
He's got a guitar school here in town.
Yeah.
This guy is a cool dude. I'm happy that he's my doppelganger.
And we're gonna post a picture of you guys side by side, see if other people see it. But we tracked him down, and he's going to come on the show next.
what if we're voice twins, too?
Oh, that would be so funny. I already, in my mind, have his voice. It's very deep in my voice.
Oh, I can't wait. I have so many questions for my doppelganger. This guy's a cool dude. His name is Scott, and we talk to him next.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever met someone and you're like, you know who you look like? You look like this celebrity. And it's like uncanny, the resemblance. Or maybe you're told that you look like a celebrity. Have you ever met your celebrity doppelganger? Or maybe it's not even a celebrity. Maybe it's just someone that looks like you. We were talking about this yesterday. We talked about it this morning. I was at a remote over the weekend and a listener came up to me and showed me a picture of this guy that plays in a band that he went and saw recently. He's like, I was at, I can't remember where he saw the band, but he said, I was watching them. They were great. And I'm looking at this guy playing the guitar and thinking, oh my gosh, that looks exactly like JC. And I looked at the picture and I could totally see it. The guy's name is Scott and we got him on the phone, your doppelganger.
Oh my
JC.
Gosh, he looks like such a cool dude. I know he plays the guitar and I was studying some of his photos last night and I see the resemblance.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Buddy. Welcome to the show, JC's doppelganger, or maybe JC, you're Scott's doppelganger.
This whole thing, it's like from a different dimension. It's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. So when did you hear about this whole situation?
Well, yesterday I thought somebody was messing with me, so I didn't know what it was going on. I thought it was one of my friends or just somebody making something up.
That is so funny.
I went online and I looked at JC, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm honored to be compared to him. He's a handsome devil, you know?
Yes, he is. You both are.
Yeah,
you both are.
Scott, you're married, right?
Yeah.
And where are you from?
I grew up in California and, then was in L.A. for years in Nashville and then back here, you know, but I grew up in California.
Mercedes, do you think we have sound like voice twins at all? Do you think there's a voice
definitely
resemblance?
Definitely not. Definitely
Scott's
not.
Got a nice deep voice.
He's got a much deeper voice than you do, but you definitely have the looks going that are very easy. Do you see it?
Yeah, I do. I see it. I think I'm going to start getting seats at restaurants using his name.
Are you kidding me, Scott? I'm going to use your name. You're a guitar legend, my friend.
Yeah, I was at Westgate. Sorry about my voice is scratchy. I was up real late because we were at the iBar last night until around 1. And then, I got up for you guys.
Well, we really appreciate it, Scott. It's so
That's
cool.
Hilarious. I'm honored. It's just funny. My family's getting a kick out of it. My daughter is. I got a daughter that's. She's like, work that, Dad. That's great.
Oh, that's great,
Scott. I sent your photo to my mom, and she can see. My mom sees the resemblance, and she also thinks, and I can see it too. You look like a young Warren Beatty as well.
I appreciate that. I was saying, Stephanie asked me if I'd been compared to anybody in the texting back and forth. And somebody said Josh Brolin, because I put up jam, I put on videos on Facebook. And then, but one guy said one time, he goes, I didn't know Stephen King was such a shredder on the guitar. And I looked at the guy screenshot it and put it back up. I'm like, yeah.
I think as the two of you get older, you are going to start to resemble Stephen King.
Great.
Oh, Scott, man, what kind of path are we going down here?
No, you guys are incredibly handsome. I think Stephen King is a handsome man, too. You guys have nothing to worry about.
I want to go out with Scott and have some fun.
Like a left field, I'm like, okay.
Well, Scott, when you're on the phone, I want to test something that we kind of stumbled upon over the past couple months with Mercedes, and she has this ability to identify a person's astrological sign just based on talking to them, the way they look, their mannerisms. And Mercedes, do you want to put your skills to the test? With
my wife does this. She's good at it.
Oh, is she? Okay. Oh, she's got the same talent as Mercedes.
Yeah.
Mercedes, do you want to test your skills with Scott? Do you need to ask him any questions or talk to him some more?
Well, right off the bat, Scott, when I just looked at your picture, and now my opinion's changing a little bit. So when I looked at your picture, I definitely thought he is an earth sign. He is an earth sign 100%. And I thought, well, maybe he's the same sign as JC, because JC is a Leo. I'm like, maybe he's a Leo. And now talking to you and hearing your voice, I'm getting like completely different vibes. Are you like a patient person?
I have discipline.
You work hard, don't you?
That was a genuine reaction from Scott right there. I think we might have to put the phones on hold for a second because I have to wait.
Hold on. We had to bleep.
We had to bleep my doppelganger.
There's another Taurus scrolling. Just says what he thinks.
Let me see. Yeah, I can't turn on the phone. So, Steph, I can put him on hold. And you can talk to Scott off the air.
If you missed it, because we just had to hit our dump button, Scott cursed when I guessed that he was a Taurus, because I'm guessing I was correct. I don't know. Do we have confirmation?
Steph, can you confirm? Is Scott a Taurus?
Wow. Mercedes, Scott is a Taurus.
Yes.
He is a Taurus. I told him, hey, I'm going to use a profanity, Taurus, so if you want to bring him back on, that's up to you.
I can't.
No, we can't. We want to.
Delay,
we
right?
want to, but we can't use the phone now because we dumped him out.
The delay has to build up.
How long do we have till we can bring him back on?
The delay has to build up to 12 seconds. It's at 1 second right now.
Okay.
So maybe we can come back to Scott here later on in the show, but we do have to wrap up with him.
that's
so
hilarious.
Awesome. My doppelganger, A, curses on the air, so we have to dope out on him. He's such a cool dude. And then Mercedes, you nailed it.
It's a weird thing. I don't want to claim to get this 100% of the time. I don't want people to think I can always guess your sign, because I can't. But I'd say I'm right more than I am wrong.
Oh, we're going to test this. I've got something in mind. We're going to test this theory more later on. Maybe tomorrow we get to this. But real quick, Steph, doesn't Scott have a gig he wanted to mention too?
Oh, yeah. He has a gig. It's coming up on...
It's the biggest bleeping gig you've ever
seen. Saturday, March 9th, the big bleeping gig is at Star Bright Theater, Sun City, Summerlin. Check them out next Saturday, the 6th, the 9th at 6 p.m.
Awesome, cool. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. If you're just joining us, we had my doppelganger on the show at 8 a.m. His name is Scott Van Zandt, and it was cool to talk to him.
So nice.
He's so sweet. Steph is posting the photo of us side by side, so you can compare for yourself. But also, we tested Mercedes. You're really good with astrological signs, and you nailed Scott to the point where he cursed on the air. We had to dump out of him.
We had to dump out, yeah. It's a weird thing. I don't get it right all the time, but I get it right a lot of the time, just based on physical appearance And then just talking to him, it really just kind of came out for me.
Steph and I are working on something. Would you be willing to put your knowledge to the true test tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. I like I said, I don't get it right 100% of the time because our general manager just texted me and told me to guess hers, and I did not get hers right. I didn't actually. I was completely off on hers.
Well, no one hits it out of the park every time, but you got a pretty high batting average. I'd like to test that at some point tomorrow.
Yeah, well, okay. We can test it. All right. It was funny yesterday. I was talking to my sister on the phone, and she was telling me about one of our neighbors that she mostly grew up with my sister. My sister and her played with each other when they were kids, and she just got married, and she was telling me about she just got proposed to, and she was telling me how she was proposed to. Is this weird or not? Did anyone get proposed to in a really odd way? 702-364-9400. So I guess her name's Lauren. So Lauren and her boyfriend, he takes her out to a nice dinner, and they're sitting there at the table, and all of a sudden, like, it gets really quiet, and she's like, what's going on? And he's just staring at her, and she's like, are you okay? And he nods, and she's like, what's going on? And he sticks out his tongue, and the ring is on his tongue.
Was it in his mouth the entire time?
He put the ring in his mouth.
Hell, like, people could take the stem of a cherry and tie it in a knot, and he'd had that with a ring?
I don't know. I don't know why he did that, but he goes, and there's a ring on her tongue, and she goes, oh my gosh, what's on your tongue? And he's like,
he can't talk.
So she grabs it, and then he's like, will you marry me? I'm like, that is bizarre. There's nothing romantic about the guy having this ring on his tongue and sticking his tongue out, and then there it is.
How do you do that too? Could you fit a ring at the tip of your tongue?
Yeah,
you could. My tongue is not that strong to keep it in that position. Don't do it. It's full of germs.
That's okay. It just fell out of my mouth.
Oh, I thought his tongue was sticking through the ring.
No.
And she had to pull it off his tongue.
No, it was sitting on his tongue.
Oh, okay. Like a mint or something. I thought he meant it was like sticking through and she had to slide it off.
But is that not the most bizarre proposal you've ever heard of? They were talking about it, and my sister could not stop laughing when she was telling me the story, that she was just like, I don't know why he did that. And Lauren was like so perplexed by it. Like, it was like a romantic setting, but the way he did it, sticking his tongue out at me, and then there's a ring on his tongue. It was really bizarre.
Here's the great thing about, for everyone that listens to this show, they have some great stories. That's the foundation right there. Who can top that one? 702-364-9400, because I bet someone can.
I don't know. I think that's a tough one to beat. So let us know if you were proposed to in a very odd way. Cassie is on the phone. Cassie, how were you proposed to?
Hi. So my boyfriend at the time, we decided to move into a new house, and it was in the summertime, and it was during COVID, and I was in a pissed off mood, and I didn't even realize how weird he was acting. And the day we got the keys to our house, he proposed to me on our front steps.
On the front steps?
Yeah.
Oh, that is beautiful. I love that.
It was beautiful.
But,
and I didn't even realize that my parents were all there, and my brothers, and everybody was there. And I just figured, oh, they just wanted to see our new house.
How were you able, though? It sounded like you had a lot going on mood-wise. Were you in the best of moods, and were you able to power through that bad mood? If you're in a bad mood, and be happy for the engagement?
Oh, no, I was pissed off that morning because we were arguing. He couldn't find pants. He was asking if I was going to get dressed up. And I said, we're moving today. What are you talking about?
Oh, that is so funny. Yeah. When you get mad at them, like, how dare you do this right now?
You don't, because I want to hear your engagement story, Mercedes. But I remember with Laura and I, we were having dinner at Duke's in Huntington Beach. And the plan was to propose to her on the pier before dinner. 7 o'clock reservation. We get there at 6:55. I tell Laura, like, let me go check on the table. I go inside. I tell the hostess, hey, I'm going to go propose to my wife. I'll be back in less than 10 minutes. She's like, great. So I go outside and I tell Laura, I'm like, oh my gosh, the table's not ready. It's like another 15 minutes. So let's go for a walk to give me time to propose. She gets mad because we had a 7 o'clock dinner reservation. How can the table not be ready? I want to go inside and talk to the manager. I'm like, no, it'll be ready in a couple minutes. Like, no, you make a reservation so the table's ready for you. This is nuts. Why are we going to wait 15 minutes? I'm like, oh my gosh.
This backfired.
Just walk
and now
me.
She's mad.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, will you marry me?
Oh, so you'll go on the pier. And then just like the last one, the call, the mood changes once you whip out that ring. But
Savannah, good morning. What was the weird way you were proposed to?
So my husband was proposing to me, and my friend was sitting next to us. She went to go say, oh, yeah, look at my ring. It's so pretty. Da-da-da. She had just gotten engaged. And my husband, now husband, next to me said, oh, mine's better. And I was like, that's so rude, not realizing, turning to kind of like tap him. And he's right next to me proposing. And I just punched him right there in the face.
Because he's like trying to one-up your friend.
Yeah, it was all planned. She was supposed to say that, so he had a lead-in.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
I was like, that's so rude. Totally not even realizing.
Our coworker, she was proposed to, and she didn't know it was happening, but her fiance set it all up. She has family out of the country. Or no, he had family out of the state, and they were FaceTiming them. So our coworker's mom was holding the phone so that the family in the other state could see the proposal happen. Mm-hmm. The problem was it was on the selfie camera. So she's filming it, and all they see is her going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And they're like, we can't see anything that is happening right now.
Turn the phone around.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Kristen, good morning. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes.
All right, I hear you have some partners with you this morning in the car. Who's that?
I do, Axel and Xavier.
Hi, Axel and Xavier. How you guys doing?
Is it good?
Yes.
Good. All right. Pick a category, guys. We want to get you these passes into our exclusive Mix Underground Lounge with Knox. Your category choices are Leap Day, Blue Moon, or Tooth Fairy.
Let's do Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy it is. All right. National Tooth Fairy Day is today, and these are all things that are associated with your mouth, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, E3, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you're going to win, and you start now.
When you go in for a cleaning, they scrape this off with their tool.
Clack.
Yes. If you didn't brush enough, you probably have one of these they have to fill.
Cavity?
Yes. If you lose all your teeth, sometimes older people wear these. They stick them in their mouth.
Denture?
Yes. The teeth in the very back are called your what?
Molar?
Yes. This is, some people remove these from their throat because they keep getting like infections.
Tonsils.
Yes. After you get braces, they usually give you one of these to prevent your teeth from moving again.
Retainer.
Yes. Wow. Nice. Kristen, you were just ready for business on that. No issues at all. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Kristen, you're all set, and you'll be joining us tomorrow with Knox in our listener lounge here at the radio station. So congratulations to you. And you know what? The winning continues here on Mix 94.1. Next hour, we've got your lunch covered, a couple of lunches covered. We've got a $50 gift card for you to Capriati's right around 9:40. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Peppa Pig. It's a very popular show. I would say it's one of the bigger shows out there. Not as big as Bluey, but it's pretty big. But do you ever feel like there's a kids show that influences your kid in a negative way? They did this whole like study, and these parenting coaches say that Peppa Pig may be turning kids into brats. They say that she's rude and impatient, and the show teaches kids that this is who she is, and it's okay to be rude and impatient. The people that oversee the franchise don't see it that way. They say that she's natural, she's authentic, and she has the ability to express how she feels. She's self-assertive. She's confident. That's what Peppa Pig is.
We have some audio from an episode of Peppa the Pig. It's labeled The Whistling. Do you want to hear the audio of Peppa
the Pig?
This,
you know this one? I know this one because it's the viral clip that shows how savage Peppa Pig can be.
Okay, here it is.
Can you whistle, Susie?
No.
Oh, good. I mean, that's sad if you can't whistle, but good, because I can't whistle.
What's whistling anyway?
You put your lips together and blow. Like this.
They were on the phone. She hung up on her when she realized she can whistle. She hung up on her. She's like, oh, I want nothing to do. Is there a show that you couldn't watch as a kid because your parents said, oh, no, this makes you act like a fool? Or maybe you ban it in your home because you don't like the way your kids act. When it's on, 702-364-9400. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what is it for you?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Why did you ban it? Were they running around like Sonic?
Yes, they run like crazy, just like Sonic runs. And they wear the red shoes. They're obsessed with them.
That is funny. I never even thought about jumping around doing twirls.
Hands
in the
behind
air,
your back and everything. Yes.
I would not let my kids at a certain point watch Sam and Cat. It started with iCarly, and Sam was her friend, and it's Jeanette McCurdy, who I really like as an actress, but she just played a brat on that show. And then Sam went off to do a spinoff with Ariana Grande, Sam and Cat, and she was 10 times worse on that. And I was like, you guys cannot watch Sam and Cat, because anytime they would watch it, they would turn into the biggest brats, back talk me, attitude. I was like, okay, we're done watching this show.
So you banned them from watching the show?
Yeah, I totally banned them on that. Ashley, is there a show that you had to ban your kids from watching?
Actually, I got banned by my parents. When I was younger, I used to watch Rugrats, and I used to get an attitude like Angelica, so I was banned from watching Rugrats.
Oh, Angelica was the worst. She really was. I'm trying to think of all the villains on all the shows, and I'd say she's probably second place next to this person. Chelsea, who did you ban in your house?
Caillou.
Is Caillou bad or just annoying?
Just, well, annoying, yes, but also he's just very whiny, and I noticed my kids becoming a little whinier whenever they were watching.
Yeah, the Caillou is literally, like, the worst. He would complain about anything. Just really quick, Denitra, you wanted to talk about Sam and Cat?
Yeah, she's just awful to her friend, and she plays, like, the dumb friend. And it's just not encouraging. She's so mean to her.
Oh, she was so mean. That's why you banned it. And then, so you had one, you could either be the mean girl or you could be Kat, who was like oblivious to everything. Had no
either
idea.
Way, you're not going to win
that.
Yeah.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Well, the most popular concert tickets for 2024 was revealed. And this is what people are searching for. They're trying to get tickets to these shows. And it's interesting because country music is really dominating. Then experts at this online casino, they use this formula based on search volume to determine which concert tickets would be the hardest to get. Coming in at number 5 is this guy. Chris Stapleton. Tennessee whiskey. Lots of people are looking to get tickets to his All-American Road Show this year. Coming in at number 4 as far as the toughest tickets to get this year. 21. Drake. 21. The only non-country artist basically on this list for his It's All a Blur tour. That runs through March 31st, so it's almost coming to an end. Coming in at number 3. Cold shoulder. Zach Bryan, his Quitting Time tour. And especially if you're a resident of Oklahoma, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Wyoming, you search for Zach's ticket more than any other act in any genre.
Okay.
Absolutely huge. Number 2. Biggest ticket, Morgan Wallen, One Night at a Time tour. He's second in the United States behind number 1, but he's also number 1 in Florida. So if any Florida resident is looking for a concert ticket, there's a 19% chance that they're searching for a ticket to see Morgan Wallen.
So that's number 2.
And number 1, some would say that she is not country, but she used to be country. Taylor. Eras Tour. She and her Swifties make up 35% of the total market share of Americans who are searching for concert tickets online.
She's still, it's all international. What, Australia now? And then she goes to Singapore this weekend.
She's coming back here, though. She's going to be in Miami.
Oh, she is?
I think Indianapolis. Like, she's got a couple of U.S. tour dates. Yeah,
look at that. Okay.
We were literally looking at the prices. Like, that could be a fun weekend. And no, they're very expensive.
Where's the closest one? Indianapolis?
We were looking. I tried to get on the lottery for Indianapolis, and then I looked at the secondary market for, I think it was Miami, and I was like, and then we even looked at Canada.
My third cousin's going to go see her in Singapore this weekend, and she paid $1,000 a ticket.
That's I actually feel like that is a reasonable price for what they're going for on the secondary market, because here, like, I was not finding anything close to that.
Kidding.
Unless you want to sit in the way, 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 way high.
Try to get some decent seats. Yeah.
Yeah. Also this morning, a new survey finds that 2 in 5 working U.S. adults do not feel appreciated by their bosses. And 61% of us wish that we were recognized more for the work that we do. While 52% of us would like to get that appreciation in the form of a raise, even more would prefer just having a personalized form of gratitude at work. A thank you. That includes a one-on-one conversation, being recognized as an employee of the month, maybe getting a handshake, winning a team-based award, or shout out on some of the, you know, teams or messaging apps and letting other people know that you did a great job. So a thank you at work is more meaningful than a raise to a lot of Americans.
It goes a long way. I think people need, at least for me, I think of three things. Cash, you want to get paid for your job. Meaning to do something that has, meaning behind it. There's something special about it. And then appreciation, and not from people outside of where you work, but internally, to get recognized every once in a while from your bosses or coworkers that, hey, yeah, nice job on that thing. You did a good job.
Yeah.
I think those things are really important. And we're doing a thing right now with, like, Friday's Employee Appreciation Day, National Employee Appreciation Day, where every day this week, multiple employees are winning prizes throughout the week for the radio station.
Yeah, that's really cool. I won't win. I never win that stuff.
Oh, you're going to win now.
No, I won't.
So, they're doing what, Steph? How are they doing? They're doing morning.
It's random drawing.
Yeah, random drawing.
Yeah.
But isn't it
I just
morning...
don't have the luck on that stuff.
It's going to change. Now that you said that. Because it's morning, afternoon. There's 3 winners a day, right?
There's 3 winners a day, yes. So we have, our chances are there.
It's a cool thing. I like that, you know, we're recognizing the employees that, you know, just a simple thank you, though. Like, you don't even have to win anything. You know, it's just nice.
To be acknowledged for what you do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Finally, this morning, a Missouri teenager by the name of Jarrell Bolden has really large feet. And he has struggled to find comfortable shoes due to his shoe size. His size is 23. His family shared on social media how difficult it is to find shoes that fit their teenager. And they received a message from none other than NBA legend and Las Vegas resident Shaquille O'Neal, who wears a size 22. So Shaq surprised Jarrell with a video call and later sent him 3 boxes filled with 20 pairs of shoes.
Whoa,
and clothes,
nice.
Too. Yeah, his mom described the moment that it was life-changing and said that this gesture brought so much joy to her son. She said it was better than Christmas morning. Just the fact that Shaq took the time to do something like that. He would wear tight size 22 shoes that he would just find randomly on eBay. But it still, it hurt.
Yeah,
you know,
you can't do anything. You can't run and stuff. Yeah.
Shaq got him the 23s that he needed. And his act of kindness, it's not an isolated incident. He does so much. He's so generous with fans, and he does things that don't even get attention, which is so amazing. He helped previously another teenager who needed shoes, and he helped his family raise money to buy shoes. It's so cool. He is such a giving guy.
It's cool when celebrities do that, and there's no press release. Shaquille O'Neal hands out 20 pairs of shoes to people with big feet. No, he's just doing it, and the story's leaking, and that's how we're hearing about it.
The people that it's happening to are the ones that are talking about it.
Coming up here next, we're going to find our February Teacher of the Month. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
It is time.
time to find our February Teacher of the Month. And one of the great nominations we got was from Kayla and her mom, Trisha. They're on the phone. Hello.
Hello.
So good to have you guys on here. First of all, thank you for nominating your teacher, Kayla, Mrs. Heil, over at Bridger Middle School. Tell us why you wanted to nominate Mrs. Heil.
Ms. Heil has helped me get over my fears and anxiety and get on stage. And now we're working on the play, and I'm not as afraid as I used to be.
Oh, my gosh. To have someone help support you and get over those fears. How did she help you do that?
She believed in you.
She believed in you.
And she didn't push you, but she gently encouraged you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That is so sweet. I mean, that is a fear that people, adults, have to this day, getting on stage and performing. What's your role in the play?
Alice Beinecke.
And what's the play?
The Addams Family.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Mom, tell us how you feel about Miss Heil and what you've seen, how you've seen her impact your Kayla.
So she's been amazing with Kayla, believing in her and guiding her. Kayla has a few diagnoses, including anxiety, ADD, and she's on the spectrum. So to see her be able to blossom and actually stand up and talk to people and stand up in front of people has been amazing.
I'm sure her, just you being on this phone call right now, Kayla, that's a big deal. And we really appreciate you doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we have some great news. Mrs. Heil has been selected as our February Teacher of the Month.
Yes.
And the best part is we have her on the phone right now. And Kayla, we would love if you would let her know that she won. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay, let's get her on. Here we go. Good morning, Mrs. Heil.
Good morning.
Hey, it is Mercedes and JC here from Mix 94.1. And we wanted to let you know that you were nominated for our February Teacher of the Month.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Yes, we've heard some pretty amazing things from you, from one of your students, Kayla. Kayla is on the phone, actually, with us right now. Kayla, do you have something you want to say to Mrs. Heil?
You won!
I won?
You won!
Yeah.
That's amazing. Kayla, thank you so much for nominating me. You've been a blessing to us. I'm glad that Kayla heard the commercial and that she took the initiative to go in and submit for you to be a part of this.
And Mrs. Heil, wait until you hear what she wrote. She wrote, Mrs. Heil has helped me to get over my fears and some parts of my anxiety and get on stage. Now we are working on a plan. I'm not as afraid as I used to be. She is an awesome teacher and deserves Teacher of the Month.
Oh, that's... Wow, I'm getting tears in my eyes right now. That's very touching.
We love this story. We're so happy for you. And there's a couple things that come with being the Teacher of the Month. You get a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Findlay Chevrolet. You get an additional $150
wow.
Visa gift card for a class party, and that's from our friends at Silver State Schools Credit Union. And you also get the personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations, Mrs. Heil, and thank you for what you are doing with our students and making an impact. I know sometimes it can be tough, but you really are changing lives out there, and Kayla is just one example of that. So thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you very much. This is an honor, and I love what I do, and Kayla's an amazing student who I've had for 2 years now. I'm going to be really sad in May when she moves on to high school because I won't have her next year.
Kayla, you'll go back and visit her, right?
No, oh, she's got to come to high school with us.
Oh, okay. Did you know that, Miss Isle?
I don't think I'm ready to move up to high school yet.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure you come back tomorrow. We've got another Madonna set of tickets to give away. I hope you're listening for the Madonna triple play today. We played a Madonna song in the 7 o'clock hour. J-Lo's going to play another one in the 11 o'clock hour, and then Heather's going to play one in the 4 o'clock hour. If you're able to name all three of those songs tomorrow when we tell you to be caller 20, you will get those floor tickets. Also, speaking of J-Love, he has your last pair of tickets to join us in the Mix Underground Lounge with Knox. That is happening tomorrow. He'll be giving those away in the 1 o'clock hour this afternoon. That is it for us. We are out of here. But first, it is time for the line of the day.
My doppelganger, Scott Van Zen, called the show. And based on our conversation, Mercedes was able to pick up on Scott's astrological sign, something that truly shocked Scott.
Are you like a patient person?
I have discipline.
You work hard, don't you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You're pretty reliable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can. I am getting major Taurus vibes from you.
Holy
That was a genuine reaction from Scott right there.
Haven't hit the dump button in a minute. Thanks to your doppelganger, we hit it. Similar to you, JC. Similar.
See, by the way, Mercedes, we've locked it in. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock hour, we're going to put your astrological knowledge to the test.
Now I'm going to be put on the spot. This could be great, or it could go very wrong.
Either way, it's going to be fun. That'll happen tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., and that'll do it for show number 2013 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.